I just wanted to mention once again, 9.9 Mercury outboard motors every month, absolutely free. 9 lucky Canadians. It's open to residents of Canada only. 9 lucky Canadians will pick up their brand new Mercury motor at a dealer, Mercury dealer near them. All they did to win it, and I'm saying this as it hasn't happened yet, so this is not history here. We're talking about the future.
Okay.
Those 9 lucky winners will go to their local Mercury Marine dealer and pick up a brand new 9.9 Mercury motor free of charge.
Yes.
All they did to win it was to go to fishingcanada.com. Chances are real good those 9 winners will have gone there every 24 hours and taken advantage of the fact that they could drop a ballot in the virtual drum every 24 hours, and they did so. And the fruits of their effort was a brand new Mercury 4-stroke 9.9 motor. Wonderful, wonderful promo. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com, enter often, enjoy your stay at fishingcanada.com, and be one of the 9 lucky winners. And by the way, those 9 lucky winners are going to get great exposure, too. There's all kinds of activities that are going to take place with them.
Let's do it.
I know this guy's got his name in there every 24 hours.
It's not even his name.
Our very own in-house meat monger, the lovely, the talented Mr. Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, my friends. I expect, with the amount of time you just took off my ticket there, that I should be seeing one of those motors there Tuesday when I'm feeding the guys from Mercury Marine.
That's right. Let's not forget. Yes, there's a big feast taking place next week at Pine Post Productions, and Mr. Kelly will be the head.
Am I invited?
No.
Oh.
No. Did you see an invitation anywhere?
No.
Okay.
I guess so. I just come in and do some work then.
Far more important people will be there.
Okay.
But Mr. Kelly will be one of them for sure. What are we eating on Tuesday at Pine Post?
Oh, I've got a lot of plans. We're working on all sorts of different applications and different recipes. But in other words, I really don't know yet.
Exactly. I was going to say, yeah.
Whatever's left over from the last catering event you did.
That's right.
Yeah. No, actually, there's one after that, so it's going to be the other way around. Whatever's left over from yours is going to the next one, right? Do you remember back in the 70s? I think I talked to you this before. Mercury Marine used to put out these little stickers of the motors. Remember?
Yes.
Right? Little cloth stickers. I used to use them as tattoos.
Perfect. You could probably still do. Yeah. What a wonderful
idea. Well, out anymore. They don't.
Well,
like them and the Tony the Tiger tail from SO. Man, all the good stuff's gone, isn't it? Eh?
Well, maybe when you're here on Tuesday, you can mention that to the folks from Mercury.
I will. Yeah. I will. You know me. I'm no shy.
No.
Shag flower, whatever it's called. You
Shrinking
know?
Violet, I think it's called, my friend.
That's what it's called. Listen. Water bottles. Let me just tell you, a little short-term, little drop in the bucket help. We use all the spare water bottles that we have up in Mac Tier all summer long. We fill them back with water, and we throw them into the ice selling machine, and we give them out to customers to take home when they buy anything they need refrigerated.
So they throw
and
it
you can just keep using them over and over and over again.
In other words, he's making money out of it.
I give them. Hey, those don't go in the garbage. They get filled up with water, go into the freezer, and they go, instead of people buying ice, we give them that to take them home. They take the plastic home, they put it back in their freezer, reuse them over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's like the folks in Vegas that are lining all the sidewalks with a little cooler, selling ice cold water for a buck, right? Same idea. They do the same thing.
No, it's not the same at all.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Not even close. Right. Hey, right. It's nice that they named a town after Pete, isn't it?
Where is that?
Bowmanville.
Oh, wow. How long did it take you to come up with that?
I thought of it all the time. Every time I hear it, I think of Pete Bowmanville.
All right.
Pete Bowmanville, yeah.
Easter weekend is coming down the chute here. What's going to happen Easter weekend at Blue Mountain? Are you going to have any snow?
Oh, I got some... No, forget the snow. It's done. There'll be a bit of snow on the hills for John and his snobby friends to come skiing. But other than that, you know what I'm going to do this year? I found a company locally here.
Yes.
That sells spiral hams. Now, I don't want their hams, but I want their spiral machine. So I'm contacting them in order to do spiral wild boar hams for Easter.
Ooh.
Okay. What is spiral, though? You miss, like you
said. They have a machine. You basically put the ham on the machine, and it has a knife, and you turn the machine on. It's like a drill press, and it starts going around in circles, and the knife goes through, and it cuts all the meat into thin slices right down to the bone. Wow. So it doesn't take the ham apart. So then when you cut it, you get these beautiful slices. People want that kind of stuff. So we listen to our customers.
Wow.
That's a first.
So, and this product is good.
What'd you say, Steve?
That's a first. Listen to the customers.
Yeah, I know what I said. That's what I mean. What'd you say?
Oh, exactly.
And this will be available packaged? Like, how are you serving this stuff?
No, you got to buy the whole ham, man. You got to buy the whole ham.
The whole deal.
Like a lot of our customers have families and friends, unlike right. yourself.
Unlike
goes
me.
Goes home and, you know, yeah. sits in front of the TV and puts a ham beside him and doesn't come out of the basement until it's done.
Speaking of which, what is happening? Are you at Rivas today by any chance?
Yeah, I'm at Rivas right now.
Okay.
We've got a beautiful demo going on with Vermont Castings Barbecues.
Oh.
They provided us one to demo. We're going to do some beautiful grass-fed beef burgers. We're going to cut them to whatever size you want. We're going to sample them out front.
Can I,
it's going to be a wonderful day.
Can I interject for one moment? Because it's all about networking.
It's your show.
Yeah, yep. And networking and, you know, all that good stuff. Did you mention a barbecue company?
Yes, I did.
And who are they?
Vermont Castings.
Oh, and this is a new barbecue company?
No, it's been around for a long time. They used to make stoves. Now they make barbecues. I don't know.
And are these,
they gave me a barbecue. I'll say whatever they want.
Are
you know what I mean?
Are these barbecues, like, portable? Can you move them around and stuff?
Well, obviously that's what I was getting to the other day when you were giving me the jibes. Did you get a new barbecue yet, Ange?
Not yet.
Did you want to buy this one? Bring it around.
Well,
I got two here.
Okay. Well, I need – that's what I was just going to tell you. You know, bring one down and let's consummate a deal.
For a motor?
Wait a minute. We're talking a barbecue here, okay?
The barbecue's worth $1,500.
Holy smokes. Wow. We'll talk off the air.
I don't want the motor because I don't have a boat. So what do I need a motor for?
I'll take the motor.
I'm gonna let you talk to the Countess off the air. How's that?
Good luck with that one, John.
That's much more pleasurable. That's much more pleasurable. Yeah. No. I know. I'm getting painted into a corner here. Never mind. I'm busy.
All right. Very quickly. Aside from that, Stanley Cup prediction.
Oh, I got to go with Tampa, unfortunately.
All right. Push the button, Steven.
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Yeah, baby. Okay, who's here?
I don't know.
Who's the name?
That's your job. Like, there's
oh, here. Yeah. There it is. It's in the title. As my wife says, look at the subject, you dummy. Chanel Woodman, happy birthday. This is from Steve Labadie.
You guys are too much. I can't take this anymore.
Hey, also, yeah. I got to give a shout-out. Last week, I didn't get a shout-out. I got to give a shout-out to my brother-in-law, Mark Wingrove, who's about 80 this weekend. But happy birthday, Mark. Enjoy the Masters without me.
About 80. I love it. All right, my friend. Don't forget 360 Rivas Road. If you're listening, go down and see Sean Kelly himself. He's at 360 Rivas Road in Mississauga, just north of the Lakeshore. Aside from buying some great meats and whatnot, it will be a piece of entertainment for you that you will not soon forget. His name is Sean Kelly. Ask for him by name at 360 Rivas Road, Black Angus Meats, and go to their website, blackangusmeat.com. Thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Take care, boys.